For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spoelstra tried telling y'all, man. He said, "We have enough." Did you think the man was joking? He's not Doc Rivers' bum ass who would have made 1,000 excuses tonight. He would have been out there talking like, "Oh, we don't have Giannis Antetokounmpo, we gonna lose it." Man, that was a pretty good Doc impression. I didn't know I had that in me. Anyways, Doc Rivers is a bum. This video is not about him. This video is about Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat, who shocked the world outside of Miami. Because if you a Heat fan, you know these are the games that Spoelstra loves, where you got Jimmy out, Tyler out, Terry out, Jay Rich out, Jovich out, Thomas Bryant out, and they still come away with a dub. Now, this game was very close to having a completely opposite attitude, because I was a little annoyed at Eric Spoelstra because the Miami Heat were up by 20 points, and then Keegan Murray hit a three, and then another three, and then Kevin Huerter hit a three, and then Keegan Murray hit another three, and Spoelstra's just not calling a timeout to stop the run, and it was a two-point game before you know it. Now, I know Spoelstra didn't want to call timeout because he only had two left, and he wanted to save them, but my point was this game was a blowout. If you stop the Kings run, it could likely remain a blowout, and then you don't need those timeouts. So why wait for the game to get close and then use the timeouts? It doesn't matter, because the Heat come away with what is likely the most exciting win of the season. Can I say that? Maybe. The Bucks blowout win before the All-Star break was pretty fun too, but I think this one might be the most fun just because you love these games when you're counted out on the road in Sacramento, who's a very good team, who has kicked our ass for years without your best players, coming off the emotions of that big brouhaha last game. You had Tyler saying it brought the team closer together. You had Jimmy being all over on social media, joking, talking about the Bad Boys. It's just, this one was fun for so many reasons, including literally everybody playing amazing. Let's go ahead and go through the box score, because we could quite literally talk about every player for a significant amount of time. We'll start with Caleb Martin up here, who finished with 16 points and 6 rebounds, played 40 minutes. Now, he started off the game hot, hitting his wild reverse scoopsie daisy with all the English layups. He was cashing from three, but really the best Caleb moment of the game was in that fourth quarter, where he put the exclamation hammer on them, driving down the lane, almost got rim stuff, but he didn't. And then put the actual exclamation emphatic point on the game. And that was pretty much all she wrote. He was awesome. Let's move on to, I'm looking in the order of the box score. We're going to save this guy for last. We're going to move on to Bam Adebayo. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. On the anonymous player prop betting app that doesn't sponsor me, so I will not say their name, they had his points, rebounds, and assists at 37.5. I says, smash that over. Because every time Jimmy Butler is out, Bam Adebayo steps up. And that's the sign of a co-star, a true co-star. When your number one is out, you can step up tonight like Bam did. Just like Bam did last game versus the Pelicans, Jimmy got ejected. Bam said, this is my game. I'm going to take us home. And he dominated on the offensive and the defensive end. Now, in that fourth quarter, he had like back-to-back-to-back-to-back turnovers that didn't look so pretty. But then he did settle in a little bit, had two very big monster jumpers there towards the end of Sabonis. And he was, oh my God, he was amazing. What can be said about Bam and about that hasn't already been said? I'm glad to hear he's starting to get a little more respect around the league for what he deserves. Because people out there saying that Sabonis is better than him. Now, maybe that's not the night to say it, because if I do look, Sabonis did finish with a triple-double. 14, 14, and 10 for him. Only 8 shots, though. Felt like Sabonis was more impactful than that. But anyways, Bam Adebayo, monster tonight. You love to see it. Duncan Robinson, I am annoyed with. He finished with 4 points and 4 rebounds. The reason I'm annoyed is because I also smashed his over on the anonymous player prop betting app. His over was 17.5 points. He obviously came nowhere close. But he did have a career high in assists. So leave it to my luck. I smashed the guy's over on points. He has a career high in assists. He had 11 of those things. But regardless, he was awesome. I mean, he shot 1 of 11, right? But that's another sign of what great players do. When they shoot terribly, they make up for it in other areas. That's one of the things that we said about Tyler Hero. Sometimes he started to get a little bit better over with that of late. And speaking of Tyler Hero, he was questionable today. So he may actually play tomorrow versus Portland, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But shout out to Duncan, man. Shots not falling. This just shows how versatile he really is right now. And then you also had DeLon Wright. His first career game with the Miami Heat. Of course, he started the night as well. Hit 13 points, 5 assists, 0 turnovers. And the boy shot 3 of 5, 2 of 4 from 3. So you're talking about, I mean, what a great stat line. Had 2 steals as well. His first career basket with the Heat was off a steal and transition layup. He's Heat culture. You had DeLon Wright on Twitter hyping DeLon Wright. You had his brother Darrell Wright. If you didn't know, his brother is Darrell Wright, as Eric Reed said 1,000 times. But it's a cool story. I get it. But you had Darrell Wright on Twitter hyping up DeLon. He was very happy. You love to see that, man. And DeLon had an incredible first game with the Miami Heat. Who knows what his role will be like when you get Jay Rich and Terry and Tyler back. I don't know. But he definitely showed a lot to earn a spot in the rotation after today's game. If anything, maybe he takes a lot of the PT that Josh Richardson had, because it sounds like he'll be out a lot longer than Terry Rozier. But we'll see when the time comes. But to round out the starting lineup, we got who I think was the player of the game. And this is my guy, Kamehameha Hakez Jr. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 12 of 17 shooting, and wait, there's more. Rest in peace, Billy Mays. That boy, Hame Hawkins, had 20 of his 26 points in the second half. He is the guy that when that game got close and all the Heat Nation was sitting on the edge of their seat, and I'm sitting here wondering, did I stay up late to watch this game for nothing? Hame Hawkins is the guy that said, no, no, no. And he took over. And not just with some basic open threes or hit some easy shots. He was cooking. I mean, the guy goes out and gets wine with Jimmy Butler for one night, and he turns into Jimmy Butler. I mean, look at this guy. What a beautiful man. I just had to show that picture in there. Hopefully, I don't forget to edit it in. But he was crazy. He had this wild fadeaway earlier in the game, this absolute spin cycle back and forth. And then in the fourth quarter, had his patented up fake step through. That's something. Y'all know I implement that in my game. I say it all the time, but as I also said, I got a foot fetish for the footwork of Kamehameha Hakez Jr. He's incredible. The man's a rookie doing this stuff. Think about that. He makes it look so easy. There's no other rookies doing that. It's wild. Shout out to Kamehameha Hakez Jr., man. But that doesn't end it. I mean, we can go to the bench where you got Cole Swatter played 5 minutes, ain't do shit. Let's move on. But Hayward Highsmith, 15 points, 6-9 shooting, 3-5 from 3. Pretty decent defense. He's a big reason he got up early in the first place. The Heat were up like 10 or so. Obviously, Sacramento came all the way back, took a 10-point lead themselves, and then Miami stormed, went on some wild run in the third quarter, and that's how they ended up being up by 19 to start the fourth before it all collapsed, and then the Heat eventually pulled it out. But a lot of that initial run was because of Hayward Highsmith. He shot amazing tonight, and that third quarter run was because of Kevin Love. A vintage 19.7 rebound performance, 6-9, 2-3 from 3. I mean, you can name all the stereotypical veteran white boy adjectives that you want. He has them. The grittiness, the intangibles, the veteran leadership and IQ to get into the lane and draw these fouls and up fake and just get to the line. He went to the free throw line like three possessions in a row. Kevin Love, a guy that can't dribble. He was awesome tonight. You also had Alonis Williams checked in for a little bit. Nice to see him get some run for the Heat. Only played 3 minutes, though. Didn't score or nothing. But just shout out to Alonis. I think we, as Heat fans, pretty like him pretty much. Let me see what else I got here. I think that's pretty much all I got in my notes as far as specific plays or parts of the game that I want to talk about. And on the Kings side, we talked about Sabonis, talked about Keegan Murray. He finished with 28. He was a sniper tonight. And De'Aaron Fox, 27, 8, and 6 with 3 steals. He was hooping as well. And it's 2 games in a row now where Malik Monk was held in check. He did have 8 points and 7 assists, but y'all know Malik Monk's, if y'all been around for at least a few years, you know he's a random scrub Heat killer Hall of Famer. But he was held in check for the most part tonight. Anyways, the Miami Heat do have a back-to-back tomorrow versus the Portland Trailblazers. Jimmy Butler should be back. We might get Scary Terry and Tyler Hero. So it'll be nice that those guys are, obviously Terry and Tyler are injured. But it'll be nice that Jimmy at least got some rest. You know he's going to miss some time as we approach the playoffs just to kind of get his body right. So this was an excuse just to miss a game, get some rest, and now the Heat are guaranteed to at least go 2-2 on this West Coast road trip. If they beat Portland, which they better, you get 3-1 on the road trip because they're losing in Denver. We all know that, right? We can just say that right now. But if they do go 3-1 on this road trip, I think that is absolutely amazing. And on top of that, y'all know I don't like to scoreboard watch because the Heat got to worry about their own business. But the Indiana Pacers did lose tonight, which means that the Miami Heat are now the 6th seed. And as of today, out of the play-in tournament. But that's still a long way to go. Anyways, that's all I got to say for this video, man. So make sure to like the video if you're a Heat fan. And make sure to subscribe if you enjoy, because it does help me out a lot. And I'm going to get some rest. So I'll see you next time.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fish. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.